Like we have students, are there any students like you all are any students here? So he went to see a movie in which Shah Rukh Khan is the hero. And he sees Shah Rukh Khan is wearing goggles and cooling glass and wearing a nice jacket. And with this, Shah Rukh Khan is the man and is attracting many people. So the next day, the students start, yeah, he understands, yes, this is wonderful. Even I can do wonders like Shah Rukh Khan. So he takes a jacket which is similar to that jacket which was worn by Shah Rukh Khan and a cooling glass. And he is now having many things in his mind. He thinks now that Shah Rukh Khan got a nice kiss from the heroine, the movie. The girls came near him. Let me also try out something. So he goes there and he tries to mix around with some girls. But instead of getting a kiss, he gets a slap or a kick. So the uneasy feeling is created in the mind of the boy as soon as he was trying to act like Shah Rukh Khan. Here, what went wrong? Instead of getting a kiss, he got a kick or a slap. Is that he was thinking that he is Shah Rukh Khan. That's a big mistake. That is where he went wrong. And that is where the stress is created. That's why it is said that it does not matter who we are, but it matters what do you think we are. The boy was a second year engineering or BCom or whatever science student, but he forgot that he is a student and he was trying to think that he is a hero. The gap between reality and our expectation, or reality and our dream, is the problem. That is called as stress. How is the gap between the reality, who am I, and what I am expecting or what I am dreaming of, is called as stress. It's also called as identity crisis. It's an identity crisis. I am getting 65%, but because of pressure from many corners, I'm forced to think that I should get 90%, 95%. That gap is stress. It does not mean that the stress will always remain. It does not mean that the boy will always get kicks and slaps. He can, but he has to work out, do something. He may become better than Shah Rukh Khan also. One may get more than 96% also. But immediately to think that I should that much, that is identity crisis, and that is a gap between reality and what we think we are. It does not matter who we are, but what we think about ourselves matters. That is very important. Recently, I have been visiting many places in Bombay, also around India. And not only that, I have been hearing from many eminent personalities who are traveling all over the world, America, Europe, not only this continent, but they have gone to Australia and the further end of this world. They found that people in general are being attacked by stress, and stress related diseases is becoming more and more common. And the fact is that people who are over 30s, they are having so much stress. Now it is found that not only people over 30s and 40s who are having stress due to the work pressure and the family pressure, even children at the age of 7 and 8, they are having so many stress. Shishil, you can come here. Just shift this thing. And two of you can come. Make it 90 degrees. Yeah. Little more. That's okay. No? Fine. So, this stress related, this student, even small children, they are having so much pressure from the parents, from the relatives, from the friends, saying that if you don't become like your cousin brother who's gone to America, your life is gone. So you go for more coaching and more training. You only got 89%. You have to work hard. If you don't get more than 99%, you will be a sleeper in the road. So the student really gets a lot of stress. So the stress is not only for people over 40s, now it's for all. Even children are having stress. They are stressed. And the stress is not only in America or Australia, it's also in the further end of this world. And even in Bombay, people are stressed out. Bombay, Padarpur, Ludhiana, I've been to all these places. I found that people are getting pressurized. The stress-related diseases are attacking them. It is said that in America, out of 5%, 3 of them are so stressed up that they have to meet a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist has got so much job to do that the psychiatrist gets so stressed up that he has to go to another psychiatrist for treatment. So much stress is increasing. Why is this happening? We will try to understand. Stress is now considered as number one disease. This disease is not of body. It's a disease of mind. And this disease of mind is more serious than the disease of body. Yeah, disease of body, you may get hurt, the leg is fractured, you can go to the hospital, but in the mind you can be determined, happy, but mind itself is disturbed. It's very, very difficult. So the stress is the disease of this century. So what is stress? Anyone can read before?
The gap between what you are and what you are supposed to be by yourself, as you think of yourself and as others think about you, is called stress. It's basically identity crisis.
It is identity crisis. Okay, anyway. So this is stress. Now, stress is all pervading. It's not that if I leave India and go to America, or if I go to Switzerland, or from Switzerland I go to Australia, I can escape from stress. Stress, wherever you go, you will find stress. We cannot avoid stress. We cannot remove stress. We cannot throw away stress. Nobody wants stress. Nobody can escape stress. Everybody has to face stress. And stress has to be avoided. We cannot escape from stress. We cannot remove stress totally, but we have to manage stress. Stress has to be managed. We are in a time where we see that everything is getting fast. The phones are getting faster, the mobiles are getting faster and smaller, the cars are getting faster, the computers are getting faster, the trains are getting faster, the food is getting faster. So we are getting stressed up faster. All these things are happening, but at the same time, we are also getting up stressed up faster. This term stress is also used in engineering are structural and solvable. Like we are now in the first floor of this building. This building is designed so nicely that the foundation is so strong that this building, this foundation can hold not only two floors, but five more floors above these two floors. That is 7 to 8 floors can be held. Why? Because the stress or the threshold point or the stress power, the stress of the foundation is so strong that it can take stress not only of first floor, second floor, but another 5 to 8 floors. The foundation is strong. When the bridges are constructed, we will find that the strong bridges have the power to withhold a lot of stress. So many vehicles may go at the same time, but it can be strong. But if the foundation is weak for this building, then it cannot have floors more than 1 or 2. You see the big buildings, but the big buildings are standing on a strong foundation. Because they have strong foundation, they can withhold the pressure of big height which the building is having. Bigger the building, stronger is the foundation. Similarly, we see in the city of Mumbai, last month, we celebrated Sri Krishna Janmashtami. All over Bombay, they celebrated a festival called Govinda, breaking the pond. So we see that they are making a pyramid, which is called a human pyramid, and we can see that if the base is stronger, the pyramid can be bigger. You see how? But if the base is the boys in the ground, if they are not very strong, if they are like me, then what will happen? After some time, the whole pyramid will fall down and crash. Because the foundation is big, because the stress cannot be taken up. But if the foundation is strong, and if somebody is like Sushil, then we can take more and more of people. Because why? The stress taking power or the foundation is very, very strong. So the stress, yeah, like see this pyramid. The pyramids have strong base and they can have very good height because the foundation is very, very strong. In our life, in the building of our life, if we want to go rise up higher and higher, we should have a very strong base or a very strong foundation. And this strong foundation is connected with the knowledge. That knowledge which clears up the identity crisis. Arjun was in stress. Arjuna said, I cannot fight. Actually, he came to fight, but when he saw his relatives standing in front of him, he said that, oh, I cannot fight now. And what happened? After 20 minutes or 30 minutes, he said, I am ready to fight. In this 20 minutes or 30 minutes, what Arjuna got was knowledge. And this knowledge removed him from the stressful state and made him very active. So what is required is knowledge. For stronger foundation, we should have better knowledge which removes the identity crisis. This knowledge is very important because this knowledge is going to remove the identity crisis. As long as there is identity crisis, there we will have this stress related problem. What is this identity crisis? Once again, we can see with more illustrations. Like, I remember my friend, he went to see a movie a martial artist, Bruce Lee. He was very famous. So famous he was that he used to kick and he used to break something, he used to hit and break something. So he was so inspired that after seeing this movie, he also came with his, he also said now he is Bruce Lee. So he also started swinging his arms and legs and he started beating the lamp poles and other things. Next day I saw him, he was having a white plaster. Then I asked him, what happened? And he said, nothing, it's just, you know, warming up. So what happened exactly is, he thought that he is Bruce Lee. He is actually, he just watched the movie, but so inspired that now he thought he is Bruce Lee. There is nothing wrong in that, but the point is, he can become better than Bruce Lee also. But for that, he has to give some time for himself, he has to prepare, and you know, he has to go take some training. So he can be better than Bruce Lee also. But very next day, if he thinks that he is Bruce Lee, then there is a lot of stress. Identity crisis. Like, yeah, like children go to see circus, and in the circus, they see the Joker and they get inspired. The Joker is riding a cycle and his hands are up, his legs are up, and his cycle is going on. If the child next day is pissed and he says that, hey Dinesh, Dinesh, look at me, I don't have hands. And he says, okay. Dinesh, Dinesh, look, I don't have legs. That means the legs are not touching the right. And after some time he says, Dinesh, Dinesh, look, I don't have teeth. So what happened? He thought that now he can act like this Joker. Yeah, he can become better than the Joker, but there was an identity crisis. He was not trained. He was trying to ride the bicycle, left his hands and legs, and after some time he had a bang and he had no teeth. What is this? Called as identity crisis. My colleague friend while giving this identity crisis, he gives a very good example of his uncle who was in South Africa, Mr. Rao. Mr. Rao is an engineer of a construction company and he has got many workers, Negro workers. South Africa is Negro workers. So, all the workers, they were started thinking, array, we are sweating so much and we are working so hard, we are getting something like 50 cents. Mr. Rao is sitting in air conditioned office doing nothing and is getting 50,000 rupees, or is getting so much dollars. This is wrong, it's injustice, we have to do something. So the workers got together, they selected the strongest person in that group and said, you go and talk to Mr. Rao. So they went to see Mr. Rao, and Mr. Rao, what is it? That we 50 cent, you $500, injustice wrong. Rao understood what is wrong. He said, just it. He said that, okay, come here. He went near the wall and he kept his hand like this, just close to the wall. He said to the worker, now you with full force come and clench your fist. And clench your hand, make it a fist, and come to punch the my hand or my palm. So he was already angry. He said, it's a good moment, good opportunity. He said, yes. And he said, came with full force and wanted to bang and smash Rao's hand. And Mr. Rao, at the right moment, removed the hand. And what happened? He banged the wall and he was crying, oh, this is again another cheating. But then Rao sat in his chair and he said, "Boy, be seated, be calm, take some water." "King, cheating." He said, "Drink water, no cheating." And then he said, "What? What do you want to say?" He said that, "You banged this wall with full force. And what happened? This wall did not break. Why? Because this wall is constructed by me. If you had constructed this wall with the force you came to beat, the wall would have cracked." Then he was very much, yes, this is intelligent, this is good. So he left. Then he called all his worker friends and said, "Yes, now this is B50 cents and Rao $500, correct?" Then everybody got angry. "What is this?" And everybody was angry. "Give the explanation." He was standing in the ground. Now he was looking for the wall. He had to demonstrate how Rao is getting $500 and prove it. Then he thought that there is no wall. So he kept his palm in front of his nose. And he said to one of the workers, "You, the strongest among you, should come and try to hit my palm." So they were more angry and that this fellow, instead of helping us, he is actually mixed up with Mr. Rao. He said that, okay, he came with full force. And this worker, this labor who had with Mr. Rao, he thought that he will do some intelligent thing by removing the hand. And when he removed the hand, what happened? He got a big bang and he fell down. So now, what happened is this girl was thinking that he is Mr. Rao. He is a worker and he has got an intelligence. But at this stage, he thought that he is Mr. Rao. And because of that, there was an identity crisis and it led to a big stressful situation. So the stress is there in our life also. Okay, you can just go. Yes, just go fast. Yeah, stress means we should understand what, who we are. Identity crisis, who we are and what do we think about ourselves. That gap is called as stress. Not only that, what do we think about ourselves and what do we think about others? That is also called stress. Who's who? We say who's who in general, not in GK. Who's who? He is the Prime Minister, he is the President, he is the Minister, he is the Chief Minister. Who's who? We should know that. If we make mistake in that, again stress comes, life becomes. A small example, the husband and wife, they stay together, but very rarely they meet each other. In the morning, the husband has to rush up and he is in the office, and when he comes late, the wife is fast asleep or she has not yet come from her job. So when he goes to the office, he finds that the secretary is really very very polite, obedient, asks for water and gives the breakfast and cleans the table. And this fellow is thinking, who is my wife? Who is he? He gets confused. Is my wife my wife or my secretary, my wife? Now, because of this, what happened? He is now considering his wife as his secretary as wife. There's a big stressful situation. Or the wife, she is also feeling that. Yesterday was my birthday. My husband did not remember this, but my boss, he gave me a good gift. And he's so polite. Sometimes he makes sure that I reach my house properly in time and send some vehicle. who is my husband. My husband for so long did not speak politely with me, forget about sweetly speaking and taking for a outdoor picnic or some function. Then she starts thinking, is my husband or my boss my husband? Yeah, and she starts thinking, my boss is my husband and my husband is nothing. In this way, what happens? Who's who? There is a difference. They don't understand the relationship. Because of that also, stress is created. Like, for students, the boy gets 60% and the mother starts shouting, you fool, you cannot do anything in life, you got only 60%, can't you see your cousin brother is already in America? He got 98%. You are only getting 60%. Which is, you can only do one thing, that is, you can just become a sweeper in the road. Not even Kanwala, not even Sabjiwala. All these Sabjiwalas and Panwalas and Badappa Walas, they are losing the job because Reliance and other companies are taking over vegetables and other things. It is said that all these handcart wallahs, sabji wallahs, they will lose their job because Reliance and other vegetables are coming up. No pan wallahs, no this, no that, you will become a sweeper. That is what is your principle if you don't study. Now this boy is pressurized. He is forced to think that he should get 90%. He is under pressure. He is forced to think about that. Under pressure. This happened to my cousin brother. He was such a good student in 12th standard. But after joining engineering, he never was able to pass out from engineering. It's more than 12 years. Still he is writing some papers. So he did not pass out because so much stress was put in him. Over on him. Go to America. Go to America. His younger brother, 7 years younger, and his sister, who is 5 years younger, they passed out and went to America. They are married also, but he is still. He got some problems and he is taking medicine and psychic case. But he is still thinking that he will pass out. He will get and he will go to America. So much pressure was put. See, because of this pressure, different people can act in different ways. Stress is good. But different people can act in different ways. Like, one student can think, okay, my mother is saying I'm a fool, I cannot do anything, I cannot even take care of field, I cannot sell balapals, I cannot sell vegetables, I can be a sister, anything, to know what's the use of studying. And he becomes discouraged, depressed, and he starts. He forgets his study. In this way, it is affecting this person. Another boy, he gets overexcited. What do you think? What do you think Dhirubhai Ambani did? What do you think Bill Gates did? He's a dropout. Failure. I will prove to the world that by becoming a dropout, I can become a millionaire and a trillionaire. Studying does not matter. You are shouting at me like this, I will go and tell it to father. Arre, stop shouting or I will leave the house. And I'm going to leave the house now. And he becomes overexcited and he goes from the house and stops studying. This is another way of handling another student. He handles this situation. Then another kind of a student, he thinks that, okay, mother is against others. The test order has started. It will go on for another 20 minutes and it will go on for another 5 minutes. And after that again, no more. And this student is actually stable. He knows, okay, this happens every time. It's nothing new. So he says that, okay, but it's in the heart of the heart. He listens and he works really hard and he tries his best and he tries to improve himself. He may get 65 or 70 next time. This is also okay. The first two is not okay. Then the fourth kind of student, mother is shouting, you are a fool, you are a sleeper, your brother has gone here, your cousin brother has gone there, what are you doing, your neighbors are getting so much, how can we show the face? He starts smiling. You fool, I'm shouting at you, instead of studying you're smiling. He said, my dear mother, the time has changed. What the teacher is teaching in the school and college does not matter. We have to have internet and computer and special coaching. Did you give that to me? Mother says no. So his mother starts giving him computer, internet and coaching. And after that, this boy is intelligent and sincere. He works hard and he gets 95%. He gets 95%. So the stress was put by the mother, but it was very nicely handled by the boy. Had the stress not been put, by the mother, would the boy have got 95%? No. He handled the stress very nicely. He handled the situation so nicely. He not only got 95%, but he also got computer, internet, and social coaching. So that is how stress can be. Stress is not bad. What is bad is to say that there should be no stress. That is bad because it is not possible. In this world, stress is all pervading and it is affecting everybody. Nobody can escape stress. But we should understand how to handle stress. Stress is an energy creator. Like the mother created an energy, but it has to be handled properly. If you handle properly, you can keep energy out of it. Like we have the example of a knife. This knife by itself is not bad. Knife is not bad. How we use it with this, we can make some benefit out of it, or it can be we can get some advantage out of it. If the knife is not properly used, then it is dangerous. But if then with the knife it goes to a doctor or it goes to some other special the cook, they can take good advantage and make good use of it. Money is not bad. Knife is not bad. Money is not bad. Money, if it is properly used, then it is good. If it is misused, then it is bad. Money, we can make more money out of it if it is given to an intelligent person. It's not money that is bad. How we handle that matter. Money has to be managed. That's why there's a term called finance or money management or finance management. There is money, that's money. And if there is no money, there's no management. So stress is there, it has to be managed. Car is not bad. Car is not bad. Car, if it is underused, that means it is not used for many days, then everything, the parts become bad. Or if the car is overused, then again it's bad. If the car is properly used, cleaning it up, filling the petrol and the gases and etc. It is good. But if somebody is very intelligent, he puts special kind of grease and special kinds of instruments so that the car can give more overall, a better average. It becomes productive. My friend was telling that his father is DGP, so he gave his son a bike. He took the bike and started riding. There's nothing wrong in the bike, or nothing wrong in riding the bike. As soon as he took the bike, he banged somewhere and there was an accident. The bike was gone and he was also falling down. The mother and the father came and took the bike out of from him and sold it to somebody else. And they shouted at the boy. The point here is that there's nothing wrong with the bike, there is nothing wrong with the boy. Where they went wrong is that with the bike, the boy should have been given the knowledge of how he should ride the bike. That's where they went wrong. Money should be given. But with that money, the knowledge of how to use the money should be given. Knife should be given, but with the knowledge how to use the knife should be given. Stress is there in this world. With this stress, actually we should learn how to handle this stress. Then it will be of good use. That's why stress gives this seminar a name, stress management. And stress is not bad. Has stress been bad? The boiled rocks have got 95%. The stress is not bad, but it has to be managed properly. For example, there's a famous shoe industry. You all know about Bata. The Bata company executives, they wanted to increase the sale. This is a very famous story, all of you know about it. They sent one marketing representative to a remote village in India. You should distribute slippers, shoes of our company. And he went, he saw that the villagers were so simple, they were wearing dhoti and not even kurta, they were wearing this upper cloth. And they were not having slippers. Then he said, "Arey, where did my company executives send me?" He said that, he sent a message, it's impossible. He was under stress that I cannot do anything, and he came back. Then the executives said that, sent another marketing representative. As soon as he reached down from the train, he was so excited. He said, "Send six of slippers and shoes, because in this village nobody is wearing slippers." And he put advertisements here and there. With this, people were attracted, were excited, and very soon the company had many shops in that village, and that the marketing representative, his prospect increased. Now tell me, the first marketing representative, when he saw there is nobody wearing slippers, he was under stress. He said it's a bad prospect. He thought it's not a good deal. The other person, there was a pressure, and he took it in the right way, and he took advantage of it. He was benefited, the company was benefited. Why? Because there was stress. Had there not been no stress, the company would not have prospered, nor the marketing representative would have got chance to prove it capable. Stress is not bad. This we can see in our history of our nation also. You all know an Indian was thrown out of the train in South Africa. Who was it? Mohan Chand, Karam Chand. Because of that, whatever stress was created. And because of that, he did something. With that, those English people who threw him out, after a few years, he was invited to the capital of the English country, to the London, not by ordinary people, by the queen of the country. Why? Because the stress was created. He was thrown out of the train. So stress is not stress. Has stress not been created? Okay, next. So we all know the story of the end. Indian who went to South Africa, and after that he became then from Mohan Chand Karam Chand Gandhi he became Mahatma Gandhi, and he was invited by the same English people who had thrown him out. Why did this happen? Had this not happened, would Mohan Chand Karam Chand Gandhi become Mahatma Gandhi? So stress is not bad, but we should know how to handle stress. How we handle stress is very important. Like I give you an example of that boy who got 60%. On the way, how we deal with stress, there are four stages or four ways to handle stress. Okay, one of you can read British. British, you can read. Yeah, this is called, like the mother said, you are getting 60%, you are a fool, you are good for nothing. And the boy really starts thinking, yes, I am a fool, I am good for nothing, I cannot do anything in life, but maybe I should now go to the village and do something. He really is affected by it. He is not able to handle the stress. That's why he is pressurized. And then other students, how does he handle this situation? Okay, Shishil, you can read the next one. It's called overstress.
When the stress energy that is created is leading a person to hypertension and restlessness, that situation is called overstress.
Yeah, the student gets overexcited. He said, who do you think you are? Why do you say that, you are a fool? I can prove to this world that studies does not matter, and he leaves the house. He is overexcited. Like that, he said, Dhirubhai Ambani, Bill Gates did not study. That happened to them. Whether it will happen to him or not, we don't know. He leaves the house. He is overexcited. Another way of handling the pressure. Stress is called, okay, next is called stable stress. Okay, anyone of you can read?
Stable stress, when the stress energy that is created is leading a person to be able to just manage a situation, is called stable stress.
Yeah, thank you. This is very simple. Like, it's a normal student, his mother is going on blah 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 blah, you are this, this, and he's just listening, oh, the tape recorder is on, now it will stop, it will go on for 2-3 days, and he starts studying, and he from 60 to, he goes to 65, he tries to do his best. This is stable. Like, most of us are in the stable situation, that's why we are sitting. But from stable, we should learn how to go to productive and to pleasurable. Next. This is productive. We saw the example of the student, how he took advantage of this. Okay, who would like to read? Volunteer? Okay.
Productive stress. When the stress energy that is created is leading a person to be more productive, is called productive stress.
Mother was going on, and he was smiling. And he put the pressure was put by mother to the student. But the student smiled and he took that pressure and put it back to the mother. He just smiled and said, the time has changed. Give me internet, give me computer and coaching and see what I can do. Now what happened? The pressure was in the mother. And the mother was now had to do something for the boy. Previously mother was shouting and the boy had to do something. Because of that, the mother, she bought it. He used it and it helped him. Pressure was put on Mons and Thompson, but he used it very nicely. He put pressure on the English. It happened. We know the history. The pressure was put on the marketing representative. Then he sent a message and gave pressure that sent more and more this thing. So this is how effective stress works. There is the fifth stage, which is called as the pleasurable stress, how to handle stress and have pleasure all the time. This we will discuss after some time. For this, one has to transcend normal way of living, is go to the spiritual way of living. That will be explained later. Next. Signs of stress can be compared to martial arts. You all know martial arts? Karate, judo and everything. Like in martial arts, under stress, there is a stressful situation. The opponent is standing like that. He is very healthy and very powerful and very strong. And the candidate who is coming to fight, just looking at the opponent, his pants become wet. And his legs start shivering. Because he is under stress. And he faints. Before the fight itself, his pant is yellow and wet is gone. That is under stress. He is worried. we cannot face the competition. Then overstress, we can say overstress, like the opponent is saying, because that opponent is very, very powerful, strong, and very, very is looking dynamic, and he says that I am big, but I will do something. So he starts saying, you have seen some movies like Charlie Chaplin or some movies, he does so much warm up and guns and all these things, and the opponent starts feeling, though he is strong, maybe this fellow looks very thin, but he has got some extra power. He does so much exercise and just like this, kicks here and there. And when the real fight starts, he is exhausted so much that when the fight starts, the fight goes strong, he stands up. What happened? He was so excited that he used all his body energy to do warm up. And warm up is to help us to do better in our. In the sports activity, he did so much warm up that he got warmed up and he entered. Like in the running race, before you say on your mark, get set, go. We see that the athletes do warming up. So, if somebody does a lot of warming up and when the real race starts, when it says go, then he actually faints. That is overstress. He gets so overexcited that he is not able to handle it. So next, stable stress. Here we can see the stable stress, how it goes. Like it's like a wrestling. An old man, Indian movies. You have that video of that? If you have seen the old time Indian movies, you'll see that in the end, hero and villain is having a fight. The hero is holding the hands of the villain, villain is holding the hands of, and they go hand in hand, sometimes to the left, sometimes to the right, and they go on, and nothing is happening. This is a little fast. But suddenly they go, nothing is happening, nobody is able to kill the villain. They both are going hand in hand for a long time. For 5 minutes, 10 minutes, like in Mechanic Goal, Gregory Peck is fighting with Umar Sharif. It's a big fight, and then the hero does something and the villain falls. Actually, now if we see the fight, for us it will be boring because we are used to fast fight. Okay. So that is stable. It's just, nobody is winning. He's just giving the same pressure to the opponent. He's applying pressure. That is stable. And now, there is something called as selective stress. That can be compared. If you all know martial arts, if somebody is expert in judo, if he finds a person is coming to punch him, in judo, the person does not do anything. He takes the pressure or the power which the opponent is coming, and he just does something, and the opponent is thrown out. He does something like this, or he does little bit of kick like this, the opponent falls down and he is hurt. But the force he has come, the force will hurt him and he becomes fucked. Like, if you have seen the movie 36 Chambers of Shaolin, the movie hero in the beginning is so excited that he wants to learn the best martial arts. He goes to the topmost level of like something like PhD state of martial arts. There the master is sitting. He is actually having a white long beard, the old man. And he says, "Master, I have come." Master knows he is a newcomer. "I want to learn under you." And he runs again and he says, "Master says, come here." He runs with full force and he just puts his pointing finger and touches one of his part of the body. He does it so expertly with little force. Something happens and he falls. He goes with the force which he came, with the same force he goes back rolling and he goes 20 meters and falls. What did this martial arts expert do? He did not do anything. He just took the power which came from the opponent and he just applied little technique. With that, the same power he went back. That is using other persons and throwing them out. like the boy, there was a pressure from the mother, but you are smiling and it put the pressure on. But to do it in real life, like the boss is saying, you are only bringing 50 lakhs rupees per month, you should bring 80 lakhs. Actually, to tell the boss in a meeting that no, you have to do something for me, then I can prove it. It takes a lot of skill, but you will learn it. So, Prime Minister, that's also an example of Charlie Chaplin. You know, in one of the movies, Charlie Chaplin is going for a ballet dance. And he's sitting in a chair, and when he sat on the chair, there was some nail actually. When he got up, the pants tore up. What happened? His pants tore. Charlie Chaplin had someone other than Charlie Chaplin had been. He was under stress, felt very shy, and he would feel very bad, and he would have gone. If somebody was in overstress, he would have run away from that spot. Stable stress, he would have done something and walked like this. But Charlie Chaplin saw, now what to do? Everybody's here. The ballet dancer started. He tore little more of the pant and he tore little more of his coat. And he took the girl and started dancing very aggressively, very enthusiastically. People were watching, what is this? Is a new kind of dance he's doing? And tearing of pant and tearing of coat, it seems to be the new kind of trend, fashion trend. So another boy who was there, he also got up. He tore his pant. And he also started dancing, and he took a girl, and he was dancing very aggressively. Others saw, what is this? Four more people, they tore the pants. The whole hall, all the men, they tore the pants and shut and dance. What exactly has happened? Charlie Chaplin was under pressure, but he put the pressure on. This is how we handle stress. Stress is not bad, it has to be handled. Actually, pleasurable stress, we can talk about it at this stage. Actually, I would like to quote example of His Divine Grace Abhaisharana Ravindra Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Before that, I would like to give a few more information. The effects of stress on body, mind, and speech. A person who is under stress, if you ask simple question, like for him, under stress, for a boy under stress or a person under stress, his body has problems below the chest, like ulcers, constipation, and the mind is under depression and guilt. His speech is indecisive. Like you ask a simple question, what is the time? He says, he doesn't have a watch. He takes a lot of time. Actually, the time is, what the time is. Actually, I'm very sorry. It is very difficult for me. No, please. The time was what it was. He says, actually, I don't know. It is very difficult for him to say, I'm sorry. I don't have a watch. Like you ask your friend, the person in under stress, tell me, where is Tenali Raman living? Oh, Tenali Raman, yes, I know. Actually, Tenali Raman is staying, that's why he is living. Please excuse me. Actually, I don't know exactly where he is living. So please forgive me. And he actually speaks for so long and is trying to prove that he wanted to help him, but he is not able to help him. He can just say, I don't know, but it was. He becomes indecisive, he is not able to speak properly. Simple questions he is not able to answer. What is the time, what is his living? If somebody is under overstress, he gets problems above the chest, like headaches and other kinds of cardiovascular problems. Mind is anxiety, restless. He has to do something. And his speech, you ask a simple question, like, where is Senaniraman? Oh, Senaniraman, that fellow whose wife used to kick him. That fellow is having a fight with his mother. No, not that Senaniraman. No. Oh, that Senaniraman whose girl ran away with that boy last week. No, not that Senaniraman. Oh, that Senaniraman whose son is drinking and kicking him. Senaniraman, he said, no, this Senaniraman is a bachelor. And then he said, why are you standing here? I don't know that Senaniraman. Get out from here. His speech is incoherent, irrelevant. He's saying, where is Senaniraman? And he's saying his wife, his sister, or his brother is. He's speaking anything, but not coming to the point. So, stable stress is okay. It's okay, like, good. Actually, when a person is under stress, he is working hard to cope with the situation. His body is weak at the end of the day, and body pains. And his mind, because of dealing with the situation, is tired and weak. And his speech is hurtful. If you ask the question, where is Senaniraman? He says that, yes, I know these things in Srishti, I don't know. If he knows, and if he doesn't know, I'm sorry, I don't know. Simple. Simple. What is the time? I don't know what the time because I don't have much. Simple. That is stable. His speech is thoughtful and slow. Collective stress, the body is agile, mind is peaceful, and speech is consistent and easy. If you ask, what is the time, or if you come with a thing, where is Senaniraman? He will take advantage of the situation. Because he's saying that you are very young and maybe you are working somewhere. So he's friendship with you. And he asks, who is this Senaniraman? He says, Senaniraman is a bachelor and he's recently got work in TCS, Tata Consultancy Services. Then he understands, oh, that means he is also rich. He becomes such a good friend that he takes advantage of them and he sells his marketing, or he makes them like insurance, what do you call it? Some insurance is that, some insurance and that insurance, LIC member or something, he makes both out of them. So this is productive stress. And this is the effect of productive stress. Next. Pleasurable stress. The body is at best, mind is happy, speech is soothing. This I will give you, example I will give you later. Next we can go further. How can we overcome under stress and over stress? And how can we even go beyond stable stress to the productive stress or pleasurable stress? For that, what we require is knowledge. Without knowledge, we will not be able to handle stress. Either we will be under stress or over stress. Or maybe maximum stable stress. We cannot come to. Knowledge is very important. For example, I will give you a simple example. Like, a boy is having problem in his stomach. This is problem of the body. Whenever we have problem of body, there are three kinds of doctors. One doctor, like the mother, is worried. He says that my son is having problem. So the people will come, oh, your son is having a stomach problem. Give him this particular churna. So mother gives that churna. This is one kind of doctor. And he makes another neighbor. The neighbor says, no, you should take this particular tablet from allopathic. So then she listens to that. Then another says, no, homeopathy is good. So common people become the doctor in that case. And the son, problem is not solved. And the father says, stop it. I will take him to the proper doctor. And he takes him to the proper doctor. And his doctor checks and he says, okay, you have problem, take this medicine. And he takes the medicine and we find that the medicine is effective. And the boy is not having problem for two days, three days. On the fifth day, again the stomach problem starts. Again he goes to the doctor, again he takes the tablet. Again for 5 days it is stopped. But the problem is stopped for 5 days and again it starts. Then the father says, okay, now I will go to the third kind of a doctor. He goes to a very specialist. And the specialist doctor also checks up and gives the same tablet. And the father says, what is the use? Maybe I should take one big bottle of tablets, and whenever the problem comes, I should give. When they are both are going, then the father stops. The doctor stops the boy. Come here, and he takes a Cadbury. Promise me one thing. The boy is just about to grab the chocolate, and he says, he puts the chocolate, and he says, you will get it if you promise to do one thing. What is that? You will not at 8 o'clock in the night go out of your house and eat from that person who is cooking Chinese right above the gutter. All the Chinese in Bombay and all over India, we find that the stall is exactly over the gutter. And the Chinese cook, he is wearing a t-shirt. It's so dirty and oily. He doesn't take bath for 3-4 days because it's a heavy schedule. In the night he has to cook, daytime he doesn't get dressed. And when he's looking so dirty and sweaty, actually the food becomes tasty. So he says that people like to eat, you know, when they see that the cook is actually sweating and all that. It becomes tasty. He says that don't eat from him. Don't go out at 8 o'clock and eat it. And the boy promises and he takes the chocolate. This particular doctor was effective and the disease was cured. Because along with the medicine, the doctor found the cause of the problem was 8 o'clock night eating the Chinese. So he said, stop that. And because of that knowledge, the problem got solved. Stress is problem of mind. When we have stress, different people will come. They are doctor number one. They'll say, you are in stress? Hey, you should come with me. Have a cigarette. Just take a cigarette, then everything will be okay. Then somebody will say, oh no, you are in stress, come with me, we'll go to picnic. Some will say, no, you should have more girlfriends, then your problem will be solved. These are common people. And some will say, no. Now special techniques have come. There are the special hookah club. Go there. In this way, common people will answer. Just for a problem of mind. Take beer or all that. But you go to the second kind of the doctor, he will say, you have problem. Yeah, that is a solution. And he gives the right solution. He says, do yoga, take deep breathing, count 1, 2, 3 when are you in stress, and it helps. But again, when the situation is created, the stress comes. So he goes to the third kind of the doctor. The third kind of a doctor not only tells him, he gives a special knowledge by which he understands what is creating stress and he avoids from the root the problem of the stress. And with that knowledge, he is able to cope with the stress. We see that the doctor number three is giving the solution, but with this he is giving the knowledge of the source of problem. And with this knowledge, he is able to fight the disease and fight the stress. Like I told in the beginning, for Arjuna was in a stressful situation and Krishna gave him knowledge. And the knowledge which Krishna gave is not an ordinary knowledge. The knowledge which Krishna gave was the knowledge which can eradicate the identity crisis. This knowledge of Bhagavad Gita can eradicate the identity crisis, and this identity crisis, if it's removed, the stressful situation is removed. According to the level we have the knowledge, according to the level we are possessing the knowledge, to that amount we can handle the stress. According to the strength of the foundation of the building, to that amount we can have floors above that. Stronger the foundation of the building, stronger the building. Stronger the foundation of knowledge, more and more stress we can take in our life. This is not visible, but I will read. Stronger the foundation of knowledge, stronger in the building of our life. This knowledge which removes identity, this knowledge is that knowledge which removes identity crisis, and this knowledge is very important. According to the level of the knowledge, according to the foundation of the knowledge, we have five levels: sensual quotient, emotional quotient, intelligent quotient, and sensual quotient. Okay, wait. There are five levels: sensual quotient, then emotional quotient, intelligent quotient, and egoic quotient and spiritual quotient. We only know about IQ, and now people are talking of emotional quotient, but there's something called as sensual quotient. Sensual quotient is like people who are so much worried about the body, like the film stars. They are so much worried about the body, how they look, what they wear, and how they move. They like they are so. When they eat, if something is salted plus, they start getting so much worried about it. For sleeping, if they don't have proper place, they make a big havoc out of it. Like the rich people and the film star. Like, I mean, their foundation of knowledge is so big that something goes wrong in their life, they commit suicide, or they go mad, or they go to a psychiatrist. Like, I'll give you an example. This I've shown it many times. This man is a common man, not a film star or a rich man, but he is attracted to the beauty of this particular. But it affects him. He's so attracted that he starts falling. Actually this happened in Pune. One of my colleagues, he told that one of the boys was so excited that he saw a girl having long hair, jeans and a t-shirt. Just seeing the person, he was standing behind in the bus and he was imagining many things, and he was trying to brush and from the back and all these things. His pants became wet, you know, he started dreaming many things. And when the person turned, he saw that this person is not a girl, he's a boy, so he was ashamed. So this is what happens when we are at that identity crisis. He did not understand who is who, and many things happen to him. Like, for example, one person, he was in love with a girl, and the girl ran away, and he became mad. For treatment, he went to a doctor, and the doctor happened to be his friend. He said that you should not be so crazy for girls. He said, don't be so crazy for girls. If you become so crazy for girls, what will happen? He showed one example. He took to one, it was a man hospital, in one room. One man was sitting on a chair and is shouting, baby, baby, baby. And he smelled out. Who is he? He said that he was in love with a girl, and that girl ran away. That's why he's saying daily, daily, daily. So that's why he became mad. And the next person, he took to another compartment, and that another boy was shouting, daily, daily, daily. Then he asked, what happened? He said that this particular person is mad. The girl, he is the person with whom the girl ran away with. One who did not got the girl, he is also mad, and one got the girl, he is also becoming mad. He said that becoming mad for girls is very bad. Even if you get it, is bad, even if you don't get it. So this is sensual. Little thing happen in the life, our sensual quotient, if we are at the bodily level, little things happen, we immediately commit suicide. Okay, next. How we become mad? Emotional quotient. Like, people are better than the, they are not at a bodily level, a level of mind, emotional, poise. They are not worried about clothes, like Archimedes. He suddenly saw something and he ran. Eureka, Eureka, Eureka. You all know that. He did not run. He was just taking bath in the bathing tub, and he understood something. He was a scientist. He ran away, and he was not wearing anything on his body. You are naked and you are shouting, Eureka, Eureka, Eureka. Because you are not in a bodily level like Sir Slimster, what I am bearing and how I am looking. Eureka, Eureka, Eureka. You are not that, no? So you are not at that level. There are many poets, once they go to a very beautiful site, they think and think and think, they forget about eating. Forget about sleeping for 2 days, 3 days. Because they are not in the bodily level. But still, for them, they get affected. If somebody praises them, they become very excited in somebody himself. There was a sculptor. He was involved in making sculpture, that he made 3 beautiful sculptures, statues. They were so beautiful, that they were similar to what he was like. So there was an exhibition in which he took the 3 statues which looked like himself and he himself stood up. So there were 4 statues. People are wondering how beautiful. What is real? Who is the real person and who is statue? We are not able to see. People appreciated him. But according to his karma, it was his time to leave the body. He has to die. And because he was doing many bad activities, Yamdutas came to pick him up. 3 Yamdutas came. They were wondering that now they were not able to decide who is the person and which are the statues. So they are wondering. And they were afraid now. They are thinking that so far we have not done any mistake in the history of the creation. And if we, instead of catching the person, if we catch the statue, it will be a big joke and it will be in headlines all over the world. That Yamdutas are also making mistakes. So they were wondering. But one of the intelligent Yamduta said, what a beautiful sculptor he is. I have not seen such a person. Wonderful, wonderful. Very, very good. Very, very nice. Then there are 3 statues. Nothing happened. The 4th one, some praises were there. Some smile came. He understood who is the person. Then the next said, Arre, forget it. That means you have not seen anything. Arre, he is nothing. In the other city, there is such a beautiful, wonderful sculptor. And his sculpture is nothing in front of him. His statue is nothing in front of him. And he heard somebody insulting him, saying bad about him. He became very sad. So the Amrutas understood. He is the person. Took the man. The point I am trying to say is that they are emotional. They will forget anything to eat or sleep, but some insult and anything has effect. Because that EQ, they are at a higher stage than the sensual people, they are at an emotional level, but still they are getting affected by stress. So, better than that is those who are having good quotient of intelligence quotient, they don't worry about insults and other things. Like, we have a good example of Socrates, and when he was visited by his philosopher friend, he was talking and talking and talking, but Socrates never liked Socrates, he was insulting him like anything. Socrates was not bothered, not at all bothered. And after some time, the lady became so agitated that she took a bucket of water and poured it on Socrates. And his friend was thinking, Socrates is not responding. What happened? What kind of a person is? If so much insult is said to me, I would have responded. And after pouring of the water happened, now Socrates will get agitated. But he found Socrates was still very peaceful. Then he asked, you are not that agitated? Then Socrates answered, what do you think will happen after thunder? After what happens? Storm comes. After so much of blah blah blah, that is thunder, what happened? Storm came, water came. So, water came and it poured. That's all. In this way, he is very intelligent. He is not affected by all these phrases and other things. So, this is how people with intelligence, with more knowledge, can face the situation, intelligence quotient. But more than that, people who are in egoic quotient, you can see those who are climbing mountains, I know they actually take up so much challenge. It's at the level of ego. They can do anything to achieve their goal. They can do anything, climbing the mountain. It requires an ego. I will come first. They are ready to sacrifice anything. They can spend sleepless nights. They can eat less, but they want to reach because it's a matter of ego. Coming first or in the race or anything. We all see, like I've seen personally, that there are many terrorists, militants, extremists. They really, to prove themselves, they can even give their life. It's because of the ego that I am. They are still at a higher level than that. But there's something called as those who are in spiritual quotient. We have so much knowledge that anything happens, nothing can affect them. They are beyond all these common things. Because they have this knowledge, they have the knowledge of knowledge which is free, which can free them from identity crisis. This is a story of what happened in German. It's not German state, it's German saga. Saga means story of ISKCON, International Society in German. Srila Prabhupada, the founder of Acharya of International Society of Krishna Consciousness, after establishing 1965 ISKCON, it was started spreading all over America, then in Canada, and in 70s it went to Europe, London, from London to Germany. In Germany it started, like every city and every town and every village of Germany, there was one temple of Radha Krishna, and there was super book distribution going on, and there was a restaurant, Govinda restaurant, which was giving karma free diet. People were taking up chanting and reading Bhagavad Gita. Germany's, many of them started reading Bhagavad Gita. Even the military general of German started reading Bhagavad Gita. The government of German now called Hare Krishna a threat. So one night they came together and they passed the order that Hare Krishna should be banned. Immediately on the same night, all the temples were broken, all the godowns were burnt, and wherever anybody with this kind of tilak performed, they were put into bar. And all the people's views were that Hare Krishna's are bad, Hare Krishna's are bad, Hare Krishna should be thrown out. Wherever you get any information, call us and we will catch up. Anybody found practicing or reading Bhagavad Gita will be jailed. Those leaders who were in German, they were under pressure. They wrote letters to start communicating with Prabhupada, who was in Bombay, and they said, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, great disaster has taken place. Prabhupada was in Bombay, he was not worried. What happened? He said, all the temples are closed. What happened? The government has put a ban on this. What happened? The newspapers are putting the headline that Hare Krishna are thieves. That's good. You know, Srila Prabhupada said, once again, what did they write? Hare Krishna's are thieves. And Prabhupada said, that's good. But it is not for us, it's against us. And they are not allowing us to practice, they have thrown us out. He said, don't worry. The newspaper has advertised or wrote the headlines that Hare Krishna is thieves. That's very good. What's so good about it, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, I am an old man. I came out of my country to spread Krishna consciousness. If I come to your country at this age, I can make two of you or three of you or seven of you chant Hare Krishna. But because of this newspaper today morning, all the Germanians, they are chanting Hare Krishna. They are chanting Hare Krishna as thief. Hare Krishna are thief. Are thief, these two words are material. Matter does not matter. What matter is spiritual. Hare Krishna is a spiritual word and everybody is chanting Hare Krishna. And I have achieved my aim. I in one shot for 4 or 5 days, everybody is chanting Hare Krishna. All the Germans are chanting Hare Krishna. And one of them said, but this is bringing bad publicity, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was sitting. Bad publicity or good publicity? Publicity is publicity. So Prabhupada was pleasurable, he was not disturbed. He was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It is not easy. You ask a company owner that his company is banned and his workers are in the jail, his products are being spoiled, what will happen? He will not feel good. No, he will start shivering, he will go to the court and this and that, he will run, he will spend sleepless nights, but Prabhupada was cool. Why? Because he was above a sensual, emotional, ego and intelligent quotient. He was at a spiritual quotient. He had the knowledge which freed him from identity crisis. This is the knowledge which Krishna gave to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, and with this knowledge Srila Prabhupada went all over the world and told them who we are. We are not this body, we are soul. And he made the hippies, into hippies. In America in the 60s, the hippies were dirty people. They were just doing two things. Either they were taking drugs or they were just in the bodily level, a sensual platform. Srila Prabhupada was chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. From a sensual level, he rose them up to spiritual level. They made the hippies into hippies, and the hippies, when they got the knowledge of body and soul, their identity crisis was removed, and they acted at the level of soul, and they, in very soon, became happy, and they made others happy. They became from drug addicts, they become saintly people, and they made others saints. That is the power of knowledge. Next. So this is how, what is this identity crisis which Krishna eradicated from Arjuna, which is told in Bhagavad Gita as the very first lesson. That is, identity, what is our real identity? Real identity means that identity which will not change in any time, any situation, in any place, any circumstances, it will not change. That is our real identity. So I can say, what is your identity? You can say that I am Biplav or I am British. But our identity is our name. Is it our real identity? If that is the case, why do we find in the newspaper somebody putting a notice that from today my name is not Raju, my name is Rahman? The notice comes or not? That means the name is not our real identity. Name can be changed. You may say, okay, I belong to this particular family of Yadav or Shukla or Iyengar or Iyer. But we find that many people, they change their family. They say that we don't want this surname also. So we are not belonging to this particular. That is not our identity, real identity. Because it is changing according to time and circumstance. Then somebody may say that our real identity is that I am Hindu. Is that our real identity? If that was the case, I'll give a small example which really happened in our temple. One boy who used to come every day from Mira village, he was a poor boy and his name was Raju. One day he came, I called Raju, why you came so late today, Sunday? He said that from today I am not Raju. What happened? From today I am Roderick. What happened? He said that some Christian missionaries came, they gave me 5,000 rupees and they told me to chant something, that from Raju you have become Roderick. I said, no problem, you are Roderick. Fine, go on. Then after 2 or 3 months, again, this same person came and I said, hello, how are you, Roderick? Everything is fine. Then he said, from today I am no more Roderick, I am Raju. I said, what happened? The 5,000 rupees I gave is spent. So, identity that I am Hindu, if it was real identity, in any situation, in any condition, any time, it should not change. But it is changed. From Raju we become Roderick, from Raju Roderick we become Rahman, from Rahman we become and from Vishnu Rajesh to Raju. If that is happening, that is not our real identity. Then what is our identity? Real identity. We will say that I am man. I was man, I was a small boy, I was a male, and now I am a male. Even in old age, I will be male. Male, female. This is my real identity. It is not changing. But my dear friends, we find that there are special techniques which have come out. Recently in Times of India, there was a news that a man gave birth to a baby. The man changed his sex, he became a lady. That means male, female can be changed. That also is not our real identity. Then what is our real identity? We may say that I am Indian. But we fly to America and we stay there for some time, and we will say we get a green card or something, and we say that now we are no more Indian, we are American. Our real identity is not our nationality also. Our real identity is not our name, our real identity is not our family, our real identity is not our so-called religion, our real identity is not our nationality, it is not our gender. So what is our real identity? Real identity is that which will not change in any time, any place, any situation, any condition. That is our real identity. And that real identity is that I am not this body which is changing. I am soul. If we understand this, the identity crisis goes away. Arjuna's identity crisis went away, he was stable. Prabhupada had no identity crisis, that's why he was in a pleasurable state. And whatever happens after, once we understand, once we have this knowledge, and once we are free from this identity crisis, all kind of stress will become pleasure for us. So now the question will be, now we are at a lower level, at a sensual quotient, how can we rise up to the spiritual quotient? That can happen because it happened with hippies, they become happy. We also can become from a sensual quotient to a spiritual quotient by applying little tips. Knowledge we can take, we can meet those people who are at the spiritual quotient. We are associating with them. A, A, B and C. A stands for association, okay? B stands for books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, which talks about what is our real identity. And C stands for chanting. Chanting the name of the Lord, which awakens our real knowledge and eradicates identity crisis. Once this identity crisis is gone, there will be no trouble from the stress. Stress will be pleasure for us. So for us to be free from stress, we have to develop the knowledge which will crush our identity crisis. Because of identity crisis, we are having stress. Any questions at this stage? Any doubts? Or any point you feel you did not require explanation or clarification?
In the case of productive stress, if you know about that, a person gets stressed and do something productive, and same comes in the egoistic,
egoistic question.
Yeah, very good. And in that also, the person thinks about his ego.
Yeah.
And do something productive or get the aim and everything. Now, I understood that spiritual thing is very nice. Then why those two things are getting given very much importance? Because
the productive.
Yeah, productive and the egoistic thing.
Okay. In the presentation, while explaining, there was example given for the productive stress and the egoistic, this thing. this productive stress is like using the pressure or the stress energy which is created from other person again back to putting it on the person who is giving us the stress. This happens when we are very, very, very alert, but it does not happen all the time because body is always not alert. You cannot be alert and take advantage of all the situation all the time. It does not happen. In this world, nobody was able to do like this, and nobody will be able to do that like this. Even in present, nobody can do it. It does not happen because the world is designed in such a way that stress will come and come and come, and people either will succumb to it. But if it is stress, one has to be very quick. But it happens sometimes. We are able to handle the situation. This is by using the intelligence. But sometimes the intelligence do fail. It happens. That's why we cannot rely on intelligent person or on this particular productive stress. We may not be able to do it all the time. That's why we should develop this knowledge, spiritual knowledge, and eradicate the identity crisis. Once this identity crisis goes, then there will be no stress. The gap between reality and expectation is actually creating the problem. A student can get 95%, but for that he should raise this reality. He should become a good student, going another. Okay? The gap has to be reduced. The identity crisis has to be removed. And if that is removed, we are anything happens in this world, we are not satisfied. It's a pleasure for us. It's productive. You have to still work. You have to be very alert. And that may happen sometimes, that may not happen sometimes. Okay? Very good question. Any other questions? Yes. Okay, and you have a good name.
Vinit.
Vinit, yeah, very happy.
Hare
Krishna.
I wanted to ask that is all kind of stress we face, is it all because of identity crisis? There are some kind of stresses that which we face internally or which we are forced to put on. I don't feel that all
okay, give some examples. Give some, I understood that the first part of your question, but the second part of it, I'm not able to understand. Give some examples.
Supposing
the same example that we are getting there from the exam.
Yeah.
But we are thinking positive that we should get more positive. So, but I don't think so that we are getting identity. Okay, the question Vinith is putting is that I am getting 60%, but I think that I should get 95%. There is nothing wrong in thinking like that. There is nothing wrong in thinking that. But now that I am getting 60% and I think that the next examination I should get 95%, that is wrong. Yeah, in the next examination I can get 95% if I do something about it, not just sit like this and think that I should get 95%. My cousin brother did that. After 12, he was thinking he will go to America. There are a lot of pressures being put. 12 or 13 years have passed, he is still thinking he can go to America. The point is, you have to do something. You have to go to the coaching class, you have to take up some special training, put some effort, study. You can do better than that also. You have to do something about it. You have to reduce. You want 95%. So you bring your reality. Your reality is at 60%. You bring your reality by training and giving coaching that you come to the level of 95%. Correct? Okay, Vinith? Identity crisis is the cause of all stress, all problems. Your name and?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
I am Dasmir Singhavan from
Sanskrit. Yes.
Identity crisis is one of the
big cause of stress.
Cause of
not one of the, it's big cause
is
of
the cause of stress. But sometimes it happens that one of the other cause may be.
Who's who? You don't know what the other person is.
I mean, what the expectations we have from others.
Yeah.
We are expecting something and they do not fulfill that our expectation. And in that case, what has to be done to remove the stress?
Then you should, you know, if this person is not able to give me what I want, then you should go to other person who can give you what you want. Simple as that. The question, your name is Rawat. Yeah, Balbir. Balbir Singh Rawat. A very nice question. He says that, yeah, identity crisis is cause of stress. Okay, now, sometimes I want something from my uncle or father or some other relative, but I'm not getting that. Then that is a cause of stress. In this situation, what should we do? Then I said that you go to the person who can give you what you wanted. Another thing is, we should understand that the reality is that I'm supposed to get something, but I'm not getting it. For this, if we go take advantage of Bhagavad Gita, we will understand something called as karma. Something called as karma. A small example, King Chitraketu has 1 crore wives. 1 crore wives. It's not today's time, it's long time ago. 1 crore. He wanted 1 son, and none of the wives could produce a single son. First wife, no. 10 wives, no. 100 wives, no. 1,000 wives, no. Then 1 crore wives, not even lakhs, 1 crore. Not a single son. Why? He did not get what he wanted. He was under stress. Why? Because the knowledge was given to him. They are saying that in your karma, this particular thing is not there. That's why you are not getting it. Because of karma, few things we get, few things we don't get. Because of karma. I will give one more example. In Surat, 3 years ago, there was a disease. Plague because of rats. Because I was in that karma. In Bihar, there are people who, not the common people, they are in the forest, jungle, they eat rats. Still they are healthy. You see? And one place, because of their karma, rat touched them and they got plague. And whereas in Bihar, they ate the rat, they are not getting healthy. It's because of karma. Few things are there for us, few things are not there for us. Not this world is designed in such a way that not everybody will get everything. It is incomplete. So if we get this knowledge, spiritual knowledge, we will rise up behind this, because we will get supreme knowledge, which the same King Chitraketu was given the knowledge. After that he was very peaceful and happy. When Narad Muni and Angira Rishi gave him this knowledge, he was not disturbed by anything. So again, identity crisis is the problem and knowledge is the solution. Spiritual knowledge is the solution. Okay, we will, any other questions by others? Diplo has got one question. And there is a drama which is getting ready. I'll request that you all be ready for the drama. I will take two questions, one of Viplav and one of another. You be ready with the drama, and as soon as the question answer session goes, the drama should start. Okay, to save time. First your question, then the last question. Viplav. Your name once again.
My name is Karthik.
Karthik.
I want to get the clarity of the statement. There is not a liability but an investment.
Okay, very nice. You all got this piece of paper? In this, it is written. It's a very useful paper. You can keep it with you. Stress is not a liability. What happened? There was a stress put on Mohan Chand Karamchand Gandhi. Hare Krishna, you can maintain silence, that's an important question. There was a stress put on Mohan Chand Karamchand Gandhi. If somebody else other than Mohan Chand would have been, said, oh, go from here. South Africa. They are treating me so badly. Indians are nothing. Actually, we are nothing. The white people are so in such good English. We are nothing. But Mohandas Karamchand took it as a distress, and he did something about it. It's not a liability. It's an investment. Like the marketing representative. Hey, nobody's wearing slippers, and he was under pressure and he went. So the next person, he said, bring cut and cut of this particular shoes. It is, we should know how to manage stress. We cannot remove stress. We should manage stress. This person was able to manage. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi was able to manage stress. The second marketing representative was able to manage stress. So it is not a liability. How do you manage that? If you manage properly, it becomes an investment. Okay? Something? Maybe one more question. You all please be ready with this. This is the last question and we start.
It's something about my personal stress. I just want to clarify this thing. Previously, when I was not in Krishna consciousness, it was very normal to not to take any holy name. But nowadays it has become a certain routine and certain, you know, compulsion for myself to take it. But at times it happens in our practical life and we are very busy and we don't have time. And if I don't take the holy name, so I just feel stressed that I have not done it. So in such cases, how to handle the stress? And practically we are so busy that we give ourselves excuse that we are full of busy life and it happens every day. At end of the week, end of the month, yeah. We just see back and see that you're so busy that we miss the important thing. So how it gives more stress. And how can we handle that stress?
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Viplava asked a very good question. He said that, like, Viplava has been attending the Upasana festival, Kopa, and he took up the holy name, chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And he's putting a question that, on the days when he's chanting the holy name, things are good. There is problem, but the problem, he's able to face it. And he becomes so busy that, Monday he is busy, Tuesday he is busy, Thursday he is busy, and Friday and Sunday he is really stressed up and he goes to see what he did not do. He finds that he is not chanting the holy name. Because of that, the stress is too much, he is not able to do anything now. Then it's simple. It's very simple. Like Viplav asked a very nice question. See, we should give time to increase and to reduce our identity crisis by chanting the name of the Lord. What is the use of working 20 hours every day and coming sick for the next week? You work for 12 hours, chant your own, and next day again you are fresh. And with full enthusiasm, you can work for 12 hours. Give body some rest and mind the chanting of the holy name. And be ready for the next day. What is the use? Like many people, there is many young men come. They say that we are working hard. In the end, we become mad. We shout at our partners, we shout at the boss, we shout at the union. What happened as a result of that? As a result of that, his reputation became bad. I said, why did you make your reputation bad? Because I worked hard. I said, what is the result of working hard? Your reputation is bad. Now, why don't you give yourself some time? Instead of working hard and becoming mad, why don't you work stable? You know your limit. Work for 8 hours or 12 hours, and the next day again you come and do nicely. Chant the holy name of the Lord. Let the mind become refreshed, the body become refreshed. Then you wake up. You will be able to do the same thing better. And if you don't chant and you don't give body, rest to the body and mind, what happens? The stress accumulates. And we are stressed up. Why should we come to that situation? We should be very intelligent. That no, I know that if I take more and more, it will break me down. I can not do anything after some time. So rather, I will stop here now and I will chant the name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I will get more energy and next day I will perform better. We should know how to handle things. Okay. A, B and C. Formula A stands for associating with saintly people who are in pleasurable stress, who don't have identity crisis. These foods which eradicate this identity crisis and chant the holy name of the Lord, because it helps us to rise above the identity crisis. A, B and C. And Vipulava very nicely said, if he uses these three, he is able to perform well in his normal life. And he forgets to use this A, B and C, then stress really becomes stress. Okay? We misuse stress. We either become under stressed or over stressed. We are not even at the level of stable stress. Okay. A small drama by the members of ISKCON Youth Forum. Yeah. All the lights.
Yeah, I
don't become stressed up. Thank you sir. Koi tamna hai so get after the drama. After drama we are introducing the character. You only remind me.
समय शुरू नाटक के लिए समय शुरू होने वाला है।